Now, we've got Mr. White stream in, one of them. It's James, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
James is in, and he looks like he's had a good weekend.
I've had a blinding weekend, actually, yeah. Well, it was Mother's Day Sunday, wasn't it? So I was down with the in-laws and cooking a roast dinner. It was lovely.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, happy Mother's Day for yesterday, Mum. The card is in the post, I promise.
Now, you are come a long way since the last time you came in, before Christmas.
Yeah.
So just outline for those of you that tuning in for the first time, White Stream. Tell us about White Stream.
Okay, so White Stream is an exterior cleaning and restoration company based on the island. We do a lot of commercial work, industrial work, and a lot of restoration in terms of stone restoration. I don't know if you remember when we spoke last time, we were talking about poultice cleaning, superheated steam. Mm. That's where we're specialising in at the moment.
I think it's cracking, because when you see this in action, I mean, I'm guessing you guys, when you see the churches that have been restored, and all of a sudden you can see, you know, that the colours and so on and so forth, that's a lovely thing to be able to see.
Yeah, really, really good.
So what are you currently working on that we can go and see?
Nothing at the moment on the island. Right. We've got a few bits and pieces that we're doing on the mainland at the moment. But what you will be able to see this year, hopefully, I've been in talks with Wroxall Village Council, and we'd be going to do the memorial on the bridge, the Diamond Jubilee for Queen Victoria, and that's what we'll be cleaning very soon. At the moment you can see it is absolutely filthy, but when it's done, it will look brand spanking new.
Excellent. Do you know what I'm going to do? I mean, next time I'm out there, I'm going to take a picture before.
Yeah.
And then you know, maybe when you've done the job, and obviously it will show you what you're all about.
Yeah,
show
absolutely.
Everybody what you're all about.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what we're doing. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, things have moved on quite a bit in the last couple of months.
We've been so busy. On the downtime, generally in December, we're not really that busy in terms of work. So we've been utilising the time to industrialise our business, really, come away from the domestic cleaning and go more into the commercial, industrial, like I said, and the restoration. We've been accredited with CHAS, which is the Contractors Health and Safety Scheme. And that was a lot of work put into that, putting in procedures for health and safety and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I've been really, really busy with that. Also, as well, we were invited up to Birmingham by Theo Perfitis, because we'd won. I don't know if I remember last time we chatted, we talked about the SBS Small Business Sunday,
we did,
social media event. We won that and we were invited up to Birmingham to meet Theo. It was really, really good. Massive event. Thousands of people there. Great networking event. Fantastic.
How great is that?
Yeah.
So you got to meet him? Did you get to chat to him?
Yeah, we had a chat. We actually, it was.
Is he in?
Say again.
Is he in?
Yeah.
That's what they do, isn't it? They buy in, don't they?
Well, no. No. Yeah. It's more of a kind of a free media outlet of businesses. The way, I don't know if any of your listeners have ever, running a business, have heard of the Small Business Sunday. It's a Twitter event. And basically, on a Sunday, Theo will ask businesses to tweet to him their company advert. And then what they'll do is he'll pick five of the winners and then retweet it to all his followers. And we won it. And our advert actually reached up to 1.5 million people and counting. Yeah, so it's a huge, huge brand awareness thing for us. Really, really good.
That's really good. Did he give you advice?
Lots of business advice. A lot of it was basic stuff that you kind of know, a bit more common sense stuff, more like, keep going. If you've got a good thing, it will eventually get there. Basically, along them lines, really.
Right.
And we had a few people that were there that were quite important in the business world. The founder of NotOnTheHighStreet.com. Have you heard of that before? NotOnHighStreet.com.
You were mentioning it just now.
Yeah.
So I have.
But yeah.
I mean, you mentioned it just now.
So Not on the High Street. Basically, it's an internet outlet, well, website that sells things that aren't on the high street, basically. So really cool, quirky gifts and bits like that. Really good. And the founder of that, Holly Tucker, she was there and she was taking questions from the crowd. And it was really, really quite nice to hear the stuff that we're going through at the moment as a small business in terms of just the hard times in life at the moment in regards to business, and to where she is now successfully on a multi-million pound company. Everyone that's in those kind of high pedestals, like Theo, like Holly Tucker, they've been where we are now. So it was quite refreshing to hear that all the hardship that we're going through at the moment as a small business is going to be eventually, we keep pursuing what we're doing, we're going to do really well.
How long have you been going?
We're in our second year of trading now. So not very long. We're still a baby business. But yeah, everything's going really well. Yeah, massively.
Everything's all right.
Hugely, yeah. Really good.
That's really fantastic to know. Because obviously, you know, these current times are quite tricky, quite tight.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's you. I was just going to go back to when you started the interview. You've taken a bit of time out to do other things, to get some foundations down for certain things so you can continue.
Yeah.
Is that because of you had to do it, or was it because of the weather enforces it? Or
What, in terms of... busyness?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Generally, it's December, people really don't want stuff cleaning in their houses and or outside of their houses, what we do anyway. So with that downtime, we've taken a lot of time for ourselves just to push the business forward in where we want to go.
Excellent. It's really good to see, because as I say, Mondays is normally, for me, I'm like chin on the floor as the weekend's over and so on, but you've got a big smile on your face. And you, when you first turned up, you look like me. You've had a good weekend at work. but you must be enjoying it.
Yeah, really am. Really am. Yeah, really am.
Good for you. How do we get hold of you? How do we see your website? How do we see the work that you do?
Okay, so you can go onto our website. It's www.whitestream.co.uk. Or you can give us a ring, 01983 642 101.
That's brilliant. Is there anything else you want to promote?
I think that's it. I think we're pretty much on board there, really. Yeah.
But look out for
look out for us.
Bridge at Wroxall.
Yeah. Look out for that bridge in Wroxall. We've got some advertising. I don't want to kind of mention at the moment. We've got some advertising, quirky advertising that we're going to be doing. So watch out for our logo.
Excellent. And so when do you start work on the bridge?
We need to get out of the cold season first. So probably anytime after Easter is when we'll be starting a bit of work on the bridge.
Excellent. James, great to see you.
No, thank you for having me in again.
And I'm glad that it's going from strength to strength. Good luck. I hope we see you soon.
Cheers.
And we are definitely going to go down and take a picture of that bridge. All right, thank you.